May 23rd, 2012. Great news. Stephen Hawking is coming to Seattle next month, and my mom, Andre, and I have third row seats. He'll be headlining a panel along with paleontologist Dr. Jack Horner and biologist Dr. Leroy Hood discussing evolution. Full information enclosed. There will be many other scientific events going on next month as well, as a part of the Seattle Science Festival. Furthermore, the whole family, my parents, Andre, Steph, and I, will be attending a screening of The Orator next week. Have you heard about it? The first film shot entirely in Samoa, Western, Upolu. The filmmaker is from New Zealand, however. I've attached a clipping about the movie. I've received what looks suspiciously like a birthday card from you, but I'm saving it to open at my birthday party, so I can't yet respond to what you've written therein. But I'll be sending a letter along shortly after, addressing it. In other news, I made a short trip to Port Townsend last weekend and had a wonderful time. I went with a friend who used to live there, and we stayed the night with her grandparents, a violinist and a guitarist. I also have two other friends living there, a cellist and a painter/pianist. We were only able to stay for a day and a half, but my friend's grandparents let us borrow their car, so we saw most of the area, or at least passed by it. We spent much of our time at a beach, building a giant sand octopus, photo enclosed. The weather was wonderful. We also spent time exploring abandoned bunkers at Fort Warden, one of the main tourist attractions, as well as the charming downtown area. I hope to spend more time there this summer. This weekend, I'll be at the Gorge Amphitheater in George, Washington, for a big music festival. I'll be camping for 3 nights on the festival grounds and getting a ride there and back with friends. I'm actually getting into the event free, normally over $300, because a friend of mine is performing and added me to their guest list. If I had my own car, I'd probably camp somewhere quieter and explore that area more, but I guess I'll have to do that on my own time. In sad news, we had to put Licorice to sleep earlier this month. I had known the time would come soon and prepared myself as well as I could, but the event was still extremely upsetting and remains a tender wound. She had a large growth in her stomach, which was dislocating all of her other organs and causing her to be highly anemic. Combined with her other problems of old age, she was really struggling. On the upside, her last day went as well as possible. We were able to spend the first half of the day with her. Andre, Steph, and my parents were all there. We had a vet come to our house for the procedure, and it was done while Licorice was asleep in her favorite bed. She was 17. We'll be scattering her ashes at one of her favorite parks. The day after Licorice died, the same day that Marie Sendak died, I shaved my head to start fresh. My plan now is to grow it out indefinitely. Were you able to see the eclipse this past weekend? We didn't have a chance. All clouds and rain that day. I'm hoping we'll have better luck with Venus's transit across the sun next month. I'd very much like to visit you soon. Perhaps in July sometime? I'll let you know when I figure out a more specific date. Any specific events you think I should try to arrive in time for? Love, Sean.